This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron and John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you from Borgata today. And I'll tell you what's going on. The Phils are going on. They are happening, man. They are really, really playing some great baseball hot. And won a different kind of win. You know, one of the things that stands out, they're winning a lot of different ways. Last night, to come from behind variety. Fun victory. Look, we'll talk about that today. We'll do a lot on the Eagles. We'll do a lot on the Sixers today. Daryl Morey was on yesterday with Spike, and we'll get to that, his podcast. So an awful lot to do, including the Metallica tickets, all of it with you on the phone lines as we give them away today at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Don't microwave grapes.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't think so.
It's this massive science experiment I didn't even know about that people have been doing now for a while, where they take a grape and cut it in half and leave a little bit of skin attaching the two halves, and then they start the microwave.
What happens?
It creates plasma. It actually creates plasma. I don't think we should get too deep into how it does all this, but it's going to mess up your microwave.
Wow.
Trust me.
Wow.
If you take a couple grapes, or if you take a couple orbs, like spheres or something that have liquid within them, and hold them close to one another, and they'll resonate off of one another while a microwave is working, the microwaves work on them, it'll create plasma.
Well, I'll
it's
do that.
A crazy science experiment.
I'll tell you what to do. Play the way the Phils are playing. Holy mackerel.
You're right. That creates plasma.
Yeah.
Lights in the sky, bright stars
so
shining
look, let's
bright
get, let's
every
get
night.
To this here. I mean, another way to win. Great stretch of Phillies baseball. You know, here's the thing, and we'll get to last night's game specifically in a moment, but let me just start big picture. You know, nothing that they've done in the last 3 weeks proves that they're going to make October. Nothing in the last 3 weeks proves that they're going to win in October. To me, what the last 3 weeks shows, and it's similar in many ways to what the last 3 years have shown, is that they're likely to get to October, that they should get to October, and that they can win in October. Now, one of the things I really want to draw out today, and of course I want to hear from those that are enthused and pumped up and all that at 215-592-9494, but I'm also curious today to hear from the doubters, because the doubters were louder this past offseason and certainly in the month of April. That, you know, the naysayers were louder than the yes-sayers. They were. They were just louder. And there were more of them. And I'm curious today for those naysayers out there, what you're thinking now when you see this team. Again, if you call in and tell me they're going to stumble in October, I can't prove you wrong, but you can't prove yourself right. Here's what we know. They're a freaking good baseball team. They're really good. You know, and John, I thought last night specifically, and I guess I've said this a lot in the last week especially, but that was another one of those really fun wins.
I'll say.
I mean, that was a big-time comeback.
Coming from way behind, I will not deny that I was a bit worried. Even though, I mean, I really seem to be incredibly confident with a lot of our team's chances, comparatively speaking. And last night, there were some dark moments when I'm thinking, man, this is rough. But we have a team with Trey hitting, and now he's running and stealing. I love that a lot. You know, please keep redeeming yourself, Trey. But our leadoff is a boss. You know, the bottom line, when this season started, Bryce Harper said, no more daycare, guys. And we have had mixed results. Like I said, I think it derailed the whole season at the start because the team didn't know how to be. The team didn't know how to act, and now they're learning. They've adjusted. They know how they're, you know, supposed to, you know, conduct themselves from within, and it's getting better. But man, our leadoff, Bryson Stott, he has figured the daycare transition out. Bryson Stott he's finally got the experience to go with the greatness like he's got inside of him. This guy is a baseball head. He always has been. And now he just gets to prove it every time he leads off. And, man, it's been really cool to watch.
Well, I'm
glad for him. He's the one who's really buoying the daycare, though, right now.
Yeah.
The daycare needs to come along with Bryson Stott, the guy who's trying to lead the way. You got Alec Bohm, who is growing up and responding to adversity. But I don't know if we have time to wait for Alec Bohm. Brandon, but still, last night, when Alec Bohm is up, I'm glad he's at the plate. I know that Alec Bohm is probably poised to give us the hit that we need when it matters. Like, that's the way I'm feeling when Alec Bohm's at the plate, despite all the mess. So, you know, that daycare, that's still, you know, up in the air. That he needs to focus in. He needs to get better in that regard. And then you got Brandon Marsh has the world's lowest batting average, but he made major roads last night, major great plays last night, you know, helped us win that game when it mattered most with some clutch hitting, which was awesome to see. Brandon Marsh, it's been up and down and up and down. And, you know, we need it more up. We need that to even out. We need Brandon Marsh. We need Alec Bohm, those two members of the daycare to pull up on their end, because Bryson Stott, he's leading the way. He has done what Bryce asked for. And Bryce needs to do his part, too. Bryce has not been Bryce yet. Bryce, you start being Bryce, too. The daycare will start, you know, being grown up. Bryson leading the way.
Sure.
And this team is going to be hot when it matters most.
Yeah, I mean, I'm psyched with what I saw. And it really is in line with what I expected before the season started. And they had those two rough weeks, and that derailed a lot of momentum. But I can't imagine there's anyone out there that's not, number one, encouraged. I mean, come on. I mean, if you are, let me put it this way. I'm just going to be frank. If you're so down on the last 3 years in October, and there were things to be down about in October, I'm not pushing that aside. But if you're so down about it that you're not now enjoying this Philly season, I feel bad for you. Because I'm enjoying this Philly season. I mean, I got a team that I think's making October. And by the way, the Stott thing, John, he's now looking like an all-star. I'm not ready to declare it. It's too early. But, I mean, we knew 2 years ago in the 2023 season, and let's remember, that's when he hit the Grand Slam in the postseason, we knew that he had it in there.
I don't know how I feel with you throwing we around there.
No, in 23, I was very high on him. It was 22 and 24 that I was like, oh, about this guy. He's really showing something right now. And of course, last night specifically, and you can weigh in on all this, at 215-592-9494. But last night specifically, the Phillies with the stirring comeback. If you missed it, let's give you a little taste, because the Phillies were down. Now, let's credit Lizardo for hanging in there. You know, this was not a game that the Phillies were on track to lose because the starting pitcher wasn't good. He was good. The bats just didn't do much for a while. But let's get to the eighth inning.
I saw a lot more attitude from him last night.
I like him, man.
Look, I love Lizardo just because he's really good.
Yep.
But last night, for whatever reason, maybe it was the different park that, you know.
Wait, so negative attitude or positive attitude?
Different attitude. No, it was like tough.
Good attitude. Yeah, that's what I thought you were saying. Yeah,
like,
exactly.
He is like a take charge, like no nonsense, like boss.
I'm impressed with the dude. I mean, the whole time I've been impressed with the guy.
At the focus, I was amazed at how, like, there was a little simmering anger underneath it all. Like, he's got a lot to prove.
Well, he does.
Which I love to see. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was there like that.
Well, you want that bulldog. I mean, especially because that's a big part of pitching in October. I mean, it really is. Let's get to how they came back. You can weigh in on all this at 215-592-9494. Phils certainly were in a hole. They were trying to close out a series by sweeping it that they typically haven't been doing this year. They've been losing that third game a lot this year after going up 2-0 in a series. Well, last night it looked like they were probably going to lose. They're down 5-1. It's the eighth inning. And then in the eighth, Bryson Stott with a big hit.
Swung on, hit deep, right field. That one is long gone as Bryson Stott has cleared the stadium. He has hit one out of Steinbrenner Field. A mammoth three-run home run to right field, and it's a one-run game.
So the Rays have been getting those, you know, dink it over the wall kind of home runs earlier in the game, which, you know, in a lot of ballparks, I don't think those things get out. Stott's was not that variety. That was a shot.
And he... ballpark that would have gone out.
Yeah, that was big time. That was so. Now you're down a run. Now the Phils needed to use the ninth in order to come back. Great job by Schwarber getting on. Great job by Rojas going first to third. You get the sac fly to bring him in. By the way, you're getting big plays throughout the game from JT defensively. Now you're in extra innings. So you've tied it up. Extra innings. You get that ghost runner on second to start it, and it was Marsh, Brandon Marsh, who has had so few hits this year. It was Brandon Marsh in the 10th inning that gave the Phils the lead for good.
Marsh swings and lines one to left center field. That's down for a base hit. Sosa will come home and score. Marsh headed for second. It's a leadoff double to start the 10th, and the Phillies have a 6-5 lead.
And then after another Trey hit, which gave the Phillies an additional run, let's get to the bottom of the 10th. You'll hear the emotion in Scott Fransky's voice. If you missed it last night, this was a fun one. This was one of those games where it was really enjoyable to see the Phils with what I'll call a stirring comeback. Strom with a lot of emotion out there. Fransky with emotion when it was Strom in the bottom of the 10th that closed it out.
Strom was awesome.
And the 2-2 again. Swing and a miss. He got him. And the Phillies come back and beat the Rays in extra innings. And they complete the sweep. 7-6 the final as Matt Strom gets the final out for the save. And the Phillies have swept the Rays here in Tampa.
That's
you know,
big time
that, that was, you know, that attitude that we were talking about with Luzardo that I hadn't seen as much as I saw last night. That's the attitude, the Strom attitude.
Yeah.
Strom's got the attitude. It's the attitude that's like, yeah, I'm up here on this mound for
swagger.
A reason.
Strom has
and
a
then
lot of swagger out
two
there.
Letters. I'm not going to try to say what I was going to say. But, like, you know, he's going to say stuff with attitude.
What are the two letters?
I don't think I can say the two letters.
Oh, okay.
Wait, two letters? Is that Strom or Luzardo?
Yeah, like Strom is thinking these letters when he's...
Huh.
Letter.
Kevin, I can't figure it out.
Does it start with an F?
Yeah, no. Oh. It's two letters and then er.
Oh.
I still don't have it. Okay, well, apparently John's being a good boy
you
today.
Got it? Anyway, Strom. No, these guys have a reason to be cocky. And they are pitching. They are pitching so well, in part because they've got so much confidence, and it kind of builds on itself. It's great to see them feeling that confidence right now.
Yeah, I love it, man.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at the Truist Championship at the Philadelphia Cricket Club. We will have Ike's latest Truist Championship update in about a half an hour.
We got movement.
At 3:30. Uh-oh. On the golf or
the leaderboard.
Or your FanDuel odds.
Yeah.
Well, I kept walking past at the driving range. He's like, I got money on him. I got money on this guy.
I should bet while we're here.
Guys. Yeah,
I've never bet
guys.
On golf before. I
Dude,
should bet
betting
while
on golf
here.
Is great. Like,
it
if
is
you're,
great.
If your golfer's in it, it's awesome.
Yep.
Obviously,
right.
You can lose money very quickly.
I'm
but if they're
on
in
Sunday.
It on Sunday, like watching Rory at the Masters, it was remarkable.
Yep.
All right, 215-592-9494. Are the Phillies back or not? Speaking of the Phillies, we got our Phillies guy here. Might as well talk about him.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Jackie Baseball.
You can hear it in my tone.
So inside the show again, because you'd like to do that here.
Yeah.
The other day, Buzz, when we ripped him for we thought he was late on maybe the top 5 at 5 sounder.
Yeah.
He was blaming the delay. Right, and he was stormed out of the studio, was venting to Morgenstein about it.
Morgenstein sold him out, I guess.
Very upset.
Yep.
Very upset. And Buzz, was that the delay we heard, or did you just misfire?
No, that was me not reading Spike's tone correctly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well. All right. At least he's honest.
Yeah. Maybe 5:30 Creed won't be delayed though. You know.
I think.
I think we're hardwired here. That's the rumor.
People are going to stare.
People are going to stare. And maybe we'll bring the lady over that's been yelling for the last since 8 a.m.
God bless her, by the way.
She is a trooper.
I think
man.
She finally took a break.
Yep.
She needs a water break.
In front of us, they have the Truist Championship fan experience, and there's a woman standing out front basically, you know, sort of telling people what's in there and getting them excited. She's been going nonstop, like truly at the top of her lungs.
Yep.
Nonstop.
Getting people in too by saying we got air in here.
Yeah.
It's air conditioning.
It's hot out here.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. All right. So, a couple things before the big topic of the I Hope Jackie Baseball Report. First, news and notes. Andrew Painter in Lehigh Valley tonight, baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he's pitching for the Iron Pigs tonight.
That's exciting.
It's exciting, but it's also he's so close to the big leagues.
Yeah.
I mean, he's obviously one step away.
It feels like he may be coming earlier than we thought.
I know they said July. There's no way he's going to be in Lehigh Valley for another month.
Because what's the if he's only going to throw so many pitches this year? What's the sense of him throwing all these pitches at
Triple
A? You don't want to waste the bullets. Mike.
No,
you don't want to waste the bullets. So they're going to have to make a decision here soon, you know. I mean, they already put Taiwan back in the bullpen. Maybe that's when they go six-man rotation because they didn't want to do it now.
Ah, yeah.
Maybe, but.
Well, and he was already definitive about.
He's not going to.
Painter's not going in the bullpen,
yes.
So.
Yes. So, I mean, obviously it's dependent upon him pitching well. He can't go up there and get shelled and get called up.
Right.
But, man, like the Andrew Painter experience is less than a month away, it seems like.
That's pretty exciting.
I got to admit, that was one of my things I was excited about for the season.
Yeah.
All right, it's like whenever he comes up, I'm ready to see him. I'm ready to see what he can do.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big moment when he comes up. It's a big moment for the organization.
Yeah,
it's a big moment for the team this year.
Well, because he's there.
Future.
I love Aiden Miller. I love Justin Crawford. But when people look around baseball.
This guy's the diamond.
When people look around baseball, it's like, well, we don't have like our Tatis. We don't have our young suit. Andrew Painter's supposed to be that. He's supposed to be that.
And so, I like a baseball team with an actual ace on the team.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and a number one, you know, I remember when there's Skeens last year. Now he's not having a great year this year, but Skeens, that's exciting.
Yep.
When the Nationals had Strasburg, that was incredibly exciting.
Early Matt Harvey. Like
David Price. I remember all those guys.
Yeah. Now, David Price, well, see, people have brought him up as a comparison for Painter from the standpoint of
putting
him in the bullpen.
Is that guy mowed the camera?
A little bit like the camera.
Yeah, anyway, go ahead.
But But the difference between Price and Painter from a bullpen perspective is that David Price had been at Vanderbilt. He was like a older arm.
Okay.
He's more like Andrew Painter's obviously a more of a younger arm. Regardless, not to
very exciting.
It's mm-hmm. awesome. Looking forward to
it. Oh yeah, he's not going to the pen.
No, he's not.
Can you watch that game on the internet or something? Yeah, okay.
You know Jackie Baseball is gonna be locked in.
Yeah. Locked in.
So I have the Andrew Painter report tomorrow as a part of that. Yes. Jackie Baseball report?
Yeah, of course.
Yes. All right. I'll get on that. Second thing here is the Phillies executed a suicide squeeze last night. I mean, there's not a headline from last night's ball game.
Right.
Johan Rojas and the Phillies executing a suicide squeeze. I was told they couldn't play small ball.
Well, when I was
the last time I seen a suicide sweep.
Oh, we were at Casey's in Drexel Hill. Obviously, a great time. I damn near had to shut the bar down.
Well,
so what was that?
The other thing that happened, I mentioned to you this that Stocker mentioned this last time Rojas laid down a bunt is that he squared up too early and let everybody know it was coming. But yesterday he didn't.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like he brought it out and bunted, and it was not. It was a tough pitch to bunt.
Yeah,
it was in on his hands or whatever.
And
it was
bunted it to the right side.
Yeah,
not the right side. The correct.
Yeah, to
spot.
Correct side.
Yeah, that was.
He's man. I'm starting to get a little lost up.
Well, I don't believe that yet.
he's not a disaster up there, though.
No.
For the 9-hole hitter, if he can get the bunts down and get a base hit every single night, steal some bags, play good defense,
yeah.
I don't know. Hugh might have been right about Rojas.
Well, let's slow down.
Hugh's Rojas stocky.
Yeah.
And then final thing before the big thing. So Ruben Amaro Jr. on the Phillies show yesterday gave some insight as to maybe what is happening with the Kyle Schwarber contract situation.
Oh.
He keeps getting better with age, sort of. But the beauty of this guy is that he's really put himself in a position to make more consistent contact through the middle of the field. He can get hits. He can drive the ball the other way like he did last night. And he seems to be getting better, like, as he gets older. So it's going to be an interesting one. I mean, it's not about the money. It's about the length of the contract.
The length of the contract,
well,
which is what we've heard before. Seen the early, like, faulty reporting, but the early kind of words seemed like the Phillies were comfortable with 2 years.
Nah.
And Schwarber won. You can't do that now.
Yeah, you can't do that now.
Well,
but the number seems like 400.
You know what's funny is he says it's not about the money, it's about the years. Well, it's about the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's money more comes years with the years. Money. Yes.
I'm sure they give him 4 years, $8 million a year. You know, I'm sure they would have no problem with it. It's how much money they're getting. I know AAV is important in that, but like,
I agree with you.
Yeah, but saying it's not about the money, it's about the years. Well, more years, I think he just wants more money. Yeah. So
it's crazy. He's going to end up with probably a longer contract than more money than when he originally signed, and he's older.
Yes. Well, he's gotten better.
So what was the first deal?
I believe it was he signed 22, maybe after 25. I think it was $480.
Yeah, he ended up with more.
Oh, Cassie got the 100.
Cassie got 100.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I knew one of them did.
That was an extra year.
Oh, yeah, you got a five-year deal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just he's been worth the money so far, obviously, so far this year. He's leading the National League in home runs.
No, he's been worth it. Yeah,
yeah he's been awesome.
He's been worth it, and you want to keep him.
Yeah,
you
want to keep hopefully. Him. Hopefully.
Yeah, not – dude, they're keeping Schwarber.
Have to keep Schwarber. Yeah. So, and the final thing I wanted to talk about here, because he's been, again, hitting 400-ish his last 16 games. And the interesting part about Trey is you're starting to see, I think, now he had flashed of this last year. We're not going to pretend like he was hitting 330 at one point, but he looks.
I'm saying he got hurt.
We're starting to see.
He pulled his hammy.
We're starting to see the Trey speed. You know, there's been a couple times down there where he looks really, really fast.
Especially at home plate. That's what I really like seeing.
Yes. Well, he has that slide where he takes like a wide angle and taps it with his hand. And we were talking to LA yesterday when he scored on that Schwarber bloop to right from second. That was full speed Trey.
Like, I think this is. He's not going to be on a hot streak like he is now for the rest of this year, but this is the closest to the guy that we've seen that they signed a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So that's huge. But where is like the Trey trust meter? Because I think that he's of all the guys, I think he is the one that currently draws the most ire of like the star players.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder if I don't think people are like there he is, there's our guy yet. But where's the Trey trust meter at?
Well, for me, listen, I've lowered expectations. So I think he's going to hit for average, right? As long as he's getting on base, and if he can get on base and wreak a little havoc out there by stealing some bases, I'll be good with that. He'll hit a few over the fence here or there. If he ends up the season with 20 home runs, I guess that's acceptable.
He's only got two.
Yeah, I know. Yep. Yeah, I know. But, yeah, I think when you're at the top of that lineup, if you're constantly getting Stott and Trey Turner on base, that's what you want.
Yeah.
What you want. That's where Bryce and Schwarber has to come through and Cassidy have to come through driving them in.
And it was nice last night. So Stott started off the game with a three-pitch strikeout. Mm-hmm. It was three pitches, I believe. If not three, it was four. Trey then worked an 11-pitch at-bat. I mean, we just haven't seen that from him, you know?
Yeah, I think the thing that I need from him is – so you, when you're looking at numbers, and I looked at his OBP is great. His OPS is still like 7.7.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when you're singling them to death like he is here, it's just like – it's a very hard pace to keep up getting this many hits just in terms of overall production. And I'm fine if he's not hitting home runs or anything like that, but there needs to be a little bit more. And maybe him jumping on that pitch last night and hitting a home run, like maybe he sort of took it all back to basics, became a singles get on base guy, and is going to open it up a little bit.
That's the hope.
I just need him to open it up a little bit. I don't need him to hit 25 home runs. I don't need him to hit 20. But like
20 would be nice.
But I guess my thing is it's going to be real hard to stay productive from a numbers standpoint, hitting as many singles as he is, because it's going to be hard to keep hitting that many singles.
We can't be Ben Revere. We can't be Ben Revere.
It's tough. Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it is. He wants to get the swing path down.
Yeah.
Get the singles up to where the swing's in a good spot. And as the summer rolls on, I think we'll start to see more power.
I even think that single he hit to the right side yesterday when there was a big gap on the right, it looked like he did that on purpose.
Yes, totally agree.
And that shows a sort of bat control that he didn't have close to last year.
Yep.
You know what I mean? When he's just swinging for the fences. And that looked like that side of the infield is open. I'm going to put the ball over there and get a base hit. And I thought that was pretty impressive.
By the way, before people freak out, yes, I know it was a safety squeeze instead of a suicide squeeze.
Oh, is that what you said, suicide?
I said suicide squeeze. Suicide squeeze is a pure suicide squeeze. Safety squeeze is a little more risk averse.
Well,
my goodness.
I know. Listen, for the baseball, for the seam heads out there, I can feel the
squeeze. So suicide
coming.
Squeeze is where JT just bolts.
Yeah.
And then safety squeeze, he waits down.
The ball's down.
Yep.
Right. By the way, Spike, listen.
Yeah.
A lot of people just saying hi to Ike here, which I get it, you know.
Well, like, people are saying hi to us.
Nah, I know, but a lot more. There's Ike. There's three people on the show.
Can I tell a quick Ike at Truist story?
Sure.
Quick Ike at Truist Championship story. So we all go into this isn't about you, Ike. It is people around you. Mm-hmm. So we go into the pro shop or whatever behind us, or where they're selling all the merch. That's not the pro shop, right? What is that?
Fan shop.
And it's not like Arizona where you pay $20 to get in.
No. Yeah, not like Super Bowl. You could actually just walk in and see if you want to buy anything. So we walk in. We walk in and, you know, see stuff to buy. And Ike says to me, you know, at an elevated tone, I forgot my credit card. And I hear a guy go, yeah, well, Ike, you don't need a credit card here.
Yeah, your money's not good here, Ike.
The guy didn't even work there.
I know.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the jurisdiction to do that.
Yeah, Ike needs his credit card.
Exactly.
Yeah, what are you, insane? It's like, you think this guy just walks around Philly, doesn't have to pay for anything?
He didn't even win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I was just like, oh, man. This is not the sort of response I thought we would get at a golf tournament. That is the best thing I can say about the Truist Championship is, like, man, there's WIP people all crawling all over this place, which I love.
Well, crawling's an interesting term.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah, Ike.
Yeah, he's
not
good here, Ike.
You don't need a credit card here. Give him whatever he wants.
Yeah, go up to the front desk, people.
I was going
to
say, that didn't work when I got up there to the cashier. No. Yeah.
Not even close. Couldn't find anything in there under $80.
215-592-9494. Yoshi. In Brewerytown, you're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby.
Yoshi, someone was asking if you were going to call today.
How about that? Somebody did ask.
Who asked about that? I'm coming in a little late. Who asked?
Well, it was a listener of the show. Somebody that listens to
the
show.
I'm on the phone. If you're listening, I'm on the phone. Thank you for asking about me. I'm on the phone. Stop hating on Ike, man. The boy played for the daggone Philadelphia Eagles for 6 years. He's a pro bowler.
Only six?
Seven years.
Went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He did.
Famous, man.
No, I know.
Well, how about this, Yo?
He's a
turned
cool
into
dude.
My, a
well,
good
how about
dude.
This, Yo?
He's a cool dude.
I know that.
I'm much more popular now than I was as an Eagle.
Yeah.
But Ike, But being as though you're so popular and you're in the city and you play for the Birds.
Talk to him.
Majority of your football life. And you're approachable, man. What's
talk
like,
to
I,
him.
I look at you in Chicken and Peach. You're a very approachable young man.
Young.
Well, I appreciate that.
There's a five in front of
him. He's got an ARP card.
Yeah, we both
do. Hey, Ike. Am I gassing you up, bro?
No, I love it. Go ahead, brother. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Hey, I'm your hype man, baby.
Yes,
I'm your hype
I like
man.
It.
I got you. I told you, me and you riding shotgun, baby. We world champs. Look.
That's right. Back to back, baby. We going back to back.
Going back, like, hey, like, well, I'm a Kendrick dude, but like Drake, back to back, yeah. Hey, man, what's the name? Look, Cassie balling, daggone Trey a weirdo, Bryce ain't alive yet.
Hey, hold
Bohm
on.
Is on, Bohm hitting the ball again, he getting his mojo back. What's the name? Look, they all right. I was never out on them. I just said the boys are running their course. You know, they're just doing what they doing. What's the name? They running their course. They ain't been losers yet. They still been above 500 or at 500. What's the name? Just
let them
run their course. What's the name? You know, we just going to keep going like that. Now, we get late in the season and they stinking it up, then I'm out. But, Jack, I'm with you on that. What's the name? You need to stop giving up so fast. But you know what?
I when never gave up.
Yeah, you gave up.
No,
you did.
Worse. No,
you said they're real.
When you, said give up. When you give up, they actually, what's the name, get hot.
No, I know. That's why I do it every year.
Maybe Trey be up in there like that weird dude that was hugging me, what's the name, ain't, don't like us no more. Let's show him something. You know, so it works out. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm with Spike. Spike, it's like you're not rooting for the Celtics. But you don't want New York to win because they are like Dallas Cowboy fans right now. They're so
annoying. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're annoying. And I have family, what's the name, that live in the Bronx and from Long Island. And
yep.
They are annoying.
They are more annoying than any other New York fan. It's not even close.
Bro, what's the name?
Yes.
They came down to our stadium last year and just act the fool. What's the name? It's like you want both of them to get the flu and nobody can finish the series one thing for 7 years or something like that. But you don't want New York to win. They are right next door to us. I don't even be hearing about no Boston fans, what's the name, for real. Every once in a while you see it in a blue moon, you see a dude with a Boston hat on, and you might have your Sixers hat on, and he point at you and smile, and you be like, you know, I can't even say what I would say on the radio. But it's a DH, you know what I'm talking about? If you know what a DH is, you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, that's all I got on that. I just wanted to touch real quick.
Yes, sir.
I was minding my business, and then all of a sudden I heard you say, Sierra at the Met Gala. Woo!
Oh, no. You used the Google machine?
Yeah, I had to go check it out. Yeah.
I went to I follow her on Instagram, and I was like, good gracious.
Yes,
God,
indeed.
She is smoking. Look at that art, and oh, my goodness. But then I also slid over to my old head page, and I said, Holly Berry.
Oh, you saw, was Holly Berry there, too?
Yeah,
man,
she's tweeting
Holly
a lot
had
now,
on
too.
An outfit that was similar with smaller stripes, and the stripes was going in between the cleavage of her backside, and it was hitting the middle.
I was trying to tell you, Jay
Rowe. She had the nerve to take pictures laying across the bed and bent over on a daggone something. I don't even know what she was bent over. It's just, Holly Berry. I was
Holly Berry, hallelujah.
Fitness, you know what I'm talking about? That's all I got.
I was going to say, it's time to get him out of here.
Yep. Well, I thought you guys seem like you're having fun.
Yoshi on the Met Gala.
Yep.
All right. No. There we go.
I see.
Yeah, I had to get out. 215-592-9494. Brian in Maryland, you're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Spike. I'm a huge fan of RTRS.
Thank you.
Here's my thing.
New Maury interview with Maury came out today. I don't know if you heard about it.
It did.
Maury finally comes out of his cave and talks.
Yes.
So here's my question. He's doubled down on Paul George, Maxie, and Embiid.
Yeah.
If this season goes badly, which I'm going to bet highly it will, highly just because of Embiid alone, he's got to go. No questions asked. I don't care about gets another nice player like Quentin Grimes, or we get...
Can I ask you something, though, Brian? And
sure.
I don't disagree. Like, if it goes poorly, I think he probably gets fired. I think it's, you know, and he said on the pod, ultimately he's just judged by whether they win or lose. That's his job, and they're a team to win. But, like, the not doing the Embiid, George, Maxey thing, and Maxey will put to the side because I don't think anybody wants to get rid of Maxey. What does that even look like? Like, especially if they don't get the pick. So let's say they don't get the pick.
Yeah, the pick matters.
Yeah, and let's say they don't get the pick, and Embiid, you might have to pay a pick to get off of. And Paul George, you're just getting, like, you're getting expirings and nothing. Like, what is the not double down on this? He's not doubling down. He's just staying there. I just don't know what the move is at this point, especially if you don't get the pick that you want him to make that will somehow change, make the fortunes of this year and next year better.
Well, this is my issue. Scrap Paul George too, put him to the side.
Okay.
If Embiid comes out and just hangs out at the three-point line, looks like he can't really go low anymore, looks like 50% of his MVP season, we're getting nothing for him.
But you're getting nothing for him now. There's no way you're getting anything for
him. Do you think the Bill Simmons mock trade could actually happen with L.A.?
No.
Or you think that's completely ridiculous?
No, nope. I don't think they would do it. You think Lakers want to build around Luka. So you think the thing that they want to do to build around a guy who dominates the ball the entire time, drives and kicks to people, is to get a center who doesn't rim run, also stands in the way of where Luka wants to be and likes holding the ball himself. No, they're going to go get a bunch of shooter guys who can defend around Luka is what they're going to do. I don't think that's real. I appreciate the call, Brian. I do think Daryl will get fired if this year doesn't go well. Or I think it's certainly on the table. I just like, if they get the pick, if they get one or two, there is a world where you could say, okay, get off of Embiid, rebuild now, whatever. If they don't get the pick, it doesn't make any sense, I don't think. Like, I just don't – why are you paying picks to get off of a player if you're rebuilding? Just let him stick around and don't play him. I don't know. I don't know that he has any other option right now. If there was a problem, the problem was last summer that he decided to go in with Embiid now. It's not this summer, I don't think. You know. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, Ike Reese will present to you the latest Truist Championship update. 215-592-9494. Are the Phils back?
I think you do like doing the
voice?
The whisper voice.
Oh, I like the bit. Man, you got I just don't like golf.
You do have a sultry voice.
Me?
Yeah. Getting nice and deep.
Yes.
Whoa, man.
Yes. Relax. All right, that is coming up next. Are the Phils back? Who are you cheering for, Knicks or Celtics, in a battle of what is worse? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
2-2 again. Swing and a miss. He got him. And the Phillies come back and beat the Rays in extra innings. And they complete the sweep. 7-6. The final as Matt Strom gets the final out for the save. And the Phillies have swept the Rays here in Tampa.
I love it.
How about this team?
Love them.
Sweep the pledge, of the Rays.
Well, and they're doing exactly what we thought they were going to do.
You didn't really take the pledge.
Why did Kyle just shoot me the evil?
Because everyone knows you didn't take the pledge seriously.
I did.
Now, you know who took it seriously? The Phillies. And Dave Dombrowski, who had a good offseason. We could say it now. Now that this thing is playing out, this offseason was way better. I'll put it this way. It was way better than we gave it credit for.
Mm-hmm.
It was, a lot of people said it was blah, not good enough, including me. I thought it was a blah offseason, not enough to move this thing forward. Well, they've done enough internally with the lineup in terms of getting their approach the right way. They've added Lizardo, who's been, depending on what you want to look at, ERA or wins above, he's been one of the best pitchers in baseball so far this year. They kept Taiwan while most of us wanted him dumped. They added Max Kepler. That's a good offseason. Dave Dombrowski, I'm sorry for being too hard on you. Kyle, are you willing to say you're sorry to Dave Dombrowski?
Of course I am, because I'm a grown-up. I admit when I'm wrong.
Yep.
And I apologize. I had an epiphany the other day.
Okay.
Epiphany. Oh, heck. Can't wait to hear this.
I don't think you're going to like it. Because I realized that this is not about how the season ends when it comes to judging Dave Dombrowski's offseason.
Nope.
It's not.
It's about
because
now.
Ultimately, that's out of his control. I think he put the team in a good enough position to contend for a World Series. They can still get hot at the right time.
Yep.
He gave them an ultimatum, the offense at least, that they have to change, and this is it. And if they don't, then we can shake this thing up. We're not overly committed. We didn't trade away Painter. We didn't trade away Aiden Miller. We have our best assets still. We didn't go too far in on this core. We can shake things up if it doesn't work. They have one last chance, and they have flexibility at the trade deadline. They upgraded two of the biggest weaknesses from last season. That was the fifth starter,
mm-hmm.
Taiwan. And now Taiwan's even, they banked on him a little bit, and he's pitching well in the bullpen, or did pitch well in the bullpen. And Jesus Lazard is a clear upgrade. Austin Hayes sucked, was a turd. Max Kepler is better, and I think will be even better as the season goes on, than Austin Hayes. And look, while the bullpen still isn't great, I think that is by far the easiest area of a team to address in the middle of a season. They can't fix an offense. They can't fix a starting rotation. But you can add bullpen pieces that can help you and give you more depth in that pitching spot. So I think they're in a really good spot. I think they absolutely can win the World Series, but they're not totally screwed if they don't. This isn't a 2012 Phillies situation where we're done for a decade. It doesn't work. We have youth. We have prospects. Like, it was the perfect hedge this offseason.
Well, and let's also be real about this. They kind of cut off the spending. I mean, they didn't want to keep going, right? So if the budget got tighter, and you could say, well, that's because Dave made mistakes in earlier offseasons. That's okay. That's fair. But if the budget got tighter, you got to operate within the budget. And they got better within the budget. They didn't give away their best prospects. They didn't give away bad long-term contracts. And they're in a better spot right now. It all sounds to me like the kind of executive we should apologize to. I did it. Kyle did it.
They need to apologize to Schwarber for not giving the contract.
You don't have to apologize to anyone. He's on a contract.
Bryce Harper needs to apologize to me for that gender reveal.
Nobody needs to apologize to you for one at bat.
Well, I don't need to apologize to nobody then.
Yes,
if I don't
you
get
do.
An apology, then no.
You sit here 4 hours a day ripping Dave Dombrowski.
Yeah, that's something about right.
Yeah.
That's something about right.
And you didn't apologize today.
Yeah.
Have you thought about trying an apology?
Mm-mm.
No. It could. It really would make you feel better. It would lighten. It would take the weight off your shoulders.
Speaking about what's going to make me feel better, about what, 2:30 when I get in front of these two big old turbine fans that I just bought from the Home Depot
yesterday.
You
going to bed at 2:30?
Ooh, I'm going to jump in the bed, turn them fans on.
Yeah, is that for the night or is that for now?
No, that's for the night. I don't know. It all depends.
Yeah.
It's Friday. It's raining.
Bedtime at 2:30 in the afternoon.
It's Friday and it's raining.
I was going to call you old. That's what babies take naps in the afternoon.
No, I'm just saying.
Babies.
It's Friday and it's raining. Mm. You know, I'm just,
man.
Don't know. That just all depends.
Some wild clock ticking on you, pal?
Wild Friday night plans.
He said the clock ticking.
Well, he did say yesterday he's in his twilight years.
I'm in my twilight.
I got a message from someone that said, you know, does Hugh know that twilight means like that's about to be the end of their life?
No. Somebody else said that to me the other day. It was like, you know that you're not in your twilight. But it works well for my narrative.
Not the upper room.
You know what I mean? It's not
for your brand of sleeping in the afternoon.
I am not the only person that takes a nap when they get done work. I'm not.
Oh no, you're not.
I'm not.
Yeah, but
I'm the one that looks. When I get home, I'm just like, hey, I'm here.
But wait a second, you acknowledge you might be out for the night at 2:30.
That might be the end.
No, it just all depends. It's like I like to fly by the seat of my pants. So today is still kind of open. Harper might want to do something. You know, we went to Red Lobster last week.
Oh, the biscuits.
Oh, the Cheddar Bay biscuits was on point. So ain't no telling what he might want to do.
Wild Friday night with you, Douglas.
Yeah, it might get a little
napping
crazy.
Napping in Red Lobster.
Might get a little crazy.
All right. Your phone calls. And we have a $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away today. The best answer we get on a try day to something Hugh Douglas would not try wins the prize this hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car 94 only at Sunoco. Dom is up on WIP. Hey, Dom.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Dom?
What's going on, man?
Hey, you guys wearing flip-flops today?
Don't wear flip-flops.
No, sneakers.
Okay.
Why?
I was gonna,
why is that?
Because you guys are acting real flip-floppy with the Phillies.
What do you mean?
Who is you guys? Who are we talking about?
You people.
Can you be a little bit
more
specific?
What do you mean? What's flip-floppy? Team's playing well. We're excited. What do you mean?
Just about 2-3 weeks ago, we were talking about how the offseason, Dombrowski didn't do anything, mm-hmm. and Romano and Kepler, they suck, and we're running it back with the same team, and mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. 2 weeks later, they're playing good.
That's why we're apologizing.
Yeah, we're
wrong.
I'm sorry, Dombrowski, and then 2 weeks when they get smacked up couple times, then it's going to be, this is unbelievable.
So here's my question.
So he's talking to y'all.
Well, no.
He talking to y'all.
Well, hold on. Dom, are you a Phillies fan?
He's a mess.
No.
Okay. So when you get new information about your team, do you have the same opinion or do you change your mind?
How did you feel about Juan Soto at the beginning of the season there, bud? How was you feeling about him?
Well, with 162 games, I don't change my opinion.
Sure you don't.
How did you feel about Juan at the beginning of the season?
So you say over 162, you don't, because it's a long season, you don't change your opinion. How about when they sucked for 2 months last year? You thought the team was going to finish in the NLCS?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Just a blatant lie.
We all know how this story ends. I give it to the Phillies. The Phillies are a good team. They're playing good right now.
Hold on. How does this story end? As the Mets fan, my entire life has not won the World Series. I mean, like, I was like a baby the last time they won. So usually it ends with the Mets not winning anything.
And same story for the Phillies.
The Phillies have won way more recently than the Mets, Tom.
Now you sound like a Cowboys fan.
But no, this is true. I mean, the Phillies were in the World Series 3 seasons ago.
Yeah, what happened?
Tom, they lost.
It's the same thing.
It's a little pathetic.
If you lose to the wild card round or you make it to the World Series,
That's not really true. I mean, you think losing the first round is the same as making the World Series?
Same result.
Mm. But it's not the same. I mean, Dom, we could be... So what's your point? Like, we shouldn't apologize to Dombrowski or what?
Just try to be less flip-floppy,
to be less flip-floppy.
How about we have new information and new opinions? How about that, Dom? We go with that. Dom,
I think that was more... Like, Dom was trying to, like...
Yeah, it was a little brutal.
Well, he was trying to be creative and talk about us flip-flopping or whatever, but he didn't have the bandwidth to pull it off.
No, he also blatantly lied to everybody.
Yeah.
About the NLCS thing.
Yeah, when I talked about Juan Soto early in the year, he kind of didn't want to answer that directly.
But you can't tell me that when Jorge Lopez threw the glove into the stands last year and said, I'm on the worst team in baseball, that he was like, hey, we're going to the NLCS.
Yeah, no one saw that coming.
What a loser.
What else did they do last year? They had the Hawk Tua girl throw out the pitch, and they had
Grimace was the turning point.
Was a real thing? The Mets are going to Mets. It's been like
life.
That. Yeah. So stop it.
No, the Mets are notoriously a joke. I mean, congrats on your cute little cute little trip to the NLCS last year.
Yeah, it's wonderful. You see, Hugh, the problem is that the people that agree with you on this, that's them.
No, that's not. That's not Dom. Like, my people have a little bit more, a little bit more fire to them than that. A little bit more creative.
No, he was subdued. Yeah,
Dom was not creative at all.
Yeah, but he was on your side of the thing.
But no, but he's not creative.
I know, but
I don't. You know, we do creativity.
But doesn't it make you feel a little worse than he was on your side?
No, not really. It was. It was like Dom was dry. He was.
He was. He wasn't like. And look, and I hate to give him credit, but at least Cowboy Jim like tries to come at you. Yeah.
He's just
tries
dope.
To have some zingers. Yeah, Dom was just boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, he
that
was
guy
a little
sucked.
Well, he came in like high and mighty. He's a Mets fan.
Right.
The Mets don't win anything. Yeah. Let's go to Self in North Philly. What's up, Self?
Yo.
Self.
Hey, listen, man. First off, one thing you're not going to try is to bow down to nobody to please him.
That's true. That's true.
That, some would call that being stubborn, though.
Yes, that is stubborn.
Yeah, but you know who else stubborn? Remember when I told y'all to apologize to Hugh and you and Kyle refused to do it?
What am I apologizing to Hugh for?
This was back when the whole Taiwan thing and he called the game.
Oh, he's the I have acknowledged he's the Taiwan whisperer.
Taiwan
we admitted we were wrong.
Yeah.
Now, here we go. First off, I'm with you. Mm-hmm. We're not apologizing to a man doing what he's
very surprised.
Mm-hmm. Right? Now, here's the thing. When the Phillies go on a losing spree,
yep,
3-4 games, y'all wishy-washy is going to go back to
wishy-washy.
Yeah, man, he didn't do this. He didn't do that. He didn't make the move. Y'all going to go right back to that.
Well, no, what I'm going to do is I'm going to react to the new information. I got good information right now, Dave.
I also thought I made it very clear that it's not really about, mm-hmm, you know, that any more like small results and big results, you know.
I got an Eagles point and a Sixers point.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, good.
Y'all both, you and Cal need to apologize to me.
For what?
I told y'all
absolutely not.
Garbage, and I told y'all Embom, we weren't winning nothing with Embom here.
I agreed
now,
with you on Embiid.
What are you talking about?
Now all of a sudden everybody want to get rid of Embom and want to trash you. But I've been telling y'all this since I've been calling him.
No, you are a soothsayer.
I've been with you on Embiid the whole time. Why should I apologize? We're on the same page with him.
All right, well, then Kyle definitely needs to apologize.
We know Kyle.
and y'all owe me an apology because didn't I call it?
Oh, my goodness.
Whoever thought Goddard was going don't know what they don't know what they're looking at. I told y'all, as long as it was taken, I knew he was going to stay here because of the homeboy pay cuts and the brotherhood payout. I told y'all that. I knew he was going to get paid. You know what I mean? So, again, y'all need to apologize.
He didn't get paid.
This is not going to happen.
He didn't get paid. He took a pay cut.
But he still got paid. He got paid.
That's a spin.
No, hold on. If you're owed $14 million and you take $10 million, you've taken a pay cut.
A little bit.
Listen.
No, this is an L, Self. This
don't have to apologize to me.
Yeah, we're not going
to. Okay, I'm just going to relish it.
Well, you should apologize to Howie Roseman.
Not at all. Never.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, never happens. Have a good one, y'all.
You got it, Self. Appreciate it. I mean, Self wants apologies, won't give them out. I mean, this is, and he's right. You will not bow down because you're stubborn. Whatever. I mean, that's the.
No, I'm not a little bit. No, I wouldn't say stubborn. Just have conviction. I have vision.
Vision.
That's just kind of, you know, it's just like, I have vision. I have vision.
Yeah. I'm not sure about all that, but
yeah, a little bit.
We can keep saying it. Jake Adelko is up, and then we got to get to a little Andrew Painter check-in after his start last night in Lehigh Valley. What's up, Jake?
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
What's up?
Oh, let me tell you, Hugh is just so funny when his aversion to pretty much any body of water anywhere, freshwater, so it's so funny. It makes me think they did a spoof on Planet Earth, and it was Snoop Dogg, and it was Plizanet Earth. Ever see that?
I've never seen that.
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's so funny. Snoop would narrate, and he was watching these prairie dogs like fighting other animals, and it was so funny. And it makes me think we should have one, a Planet Earth, but with Hugh narrating.
I would watch that in a heartbeat. That'd be great. That would be awesome.
Oh, I ain't going in there.
Well, there could be gators. There could be crocodiles.
No, we're not. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
doing all
that. You ever hear Hugh tell the story of when he lived in Jacksonville and they told him there could be, what did they tell you? There could be gators under your car?
No, they tell you that you know, where I lived at, it was like, it was backed up to a swamp. And it was like, hey, you know, in the morning, you want to keep your garage, always want to keep your garage down. And when you park your car from a rain, you might want to look underneath the truck because gators tend to crawl under the truck. So I would park my car close to the door. And when I would open the door and look under the truck, and then I would just jump in. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, as if it wasn't a bad enough time for you down there.
Oh, no, Jackson, like Florida, man. I'm not a Florida guy.
No, that's not you.
That's not my move.
When there was the gator at Citizens Bank Park last year, that whole thing was hilarious, too. Because
the emotional support gator?
Oh, he had a name. What was his name?
Wally.
That was BS that they were letting him in. You can't have gators at stadiums.
Hugh started telling a story of like an old lady. He's like, yeah, and the gator came out and he ate her.
He did. The gator did eat the lady, though.
Yep. All right, Jake, what do you got for us in the Phils? What do you think about the offseason now?
Well, the first thing I think is I remember last year, Joe, maybe a little bit later in the season than this, you came in one day and you said, I'm ready to declare that this is the best Phillies team ever.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
I was wrong. Yeah, wrong about that one.
Well, I feel like you cursed them. I mean,
oh, it's my fault?
It's your fault.
I'll take the L for it. It's all right.
And I just feel like maybe you're getting ahead of yourself with this take, too, on Dombrowski. It's too early to say something like that. Although, that being said, it is true. Lizardo has been like, whoa.
Right. I guess my point, Jake, is that we didn't, considering what Lizardo is, it didn't move the needle for us as fans when, in reality, it probably should have. Like, if he's a better pitcher than maybe we gave Dombrowski credit for acquiring.
Yeah. We wanted the big splash. Meanwhile, that flew under the radar. So
it did. All right, Jake, what do you got for us? Something Hugh wouldn't try.
That Hugh wouldn't try?
Wouldn't.
Or that he should try?
Wouldn't. Well, they could be the same thing, but wouldn't.
Well, I was going to say, maybe it's a little, I think Hugh should go to the Camden Aquarium. Maybe that would help him to see these beautiful creatures in a safe situation.
He's beyond help, Jake.
Yeah.
What do you mean, go to the aquarium and do what?
Just walk around.
Just hang out. I mean, I don't have a problem going to the aquarium.
You would?
Yeah, but I'm not, because I'm not getting in the tank.
You know they have the thing where you put your hand in and you could touch
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, the stingrays.
Yeah, that's right.
You could
pet the stingrays. Yeah. No. You've never done that?
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
It is
kind of weird.
It is bizarre that we have that. Jake, good phone call. All right, so pet the stingrays.
You know, in Atlanta, at the Atlanta Aquarium, they have something where you could swim in the big tank where they used to have that.
Would you do that?
No. Nah.
I would do that.
Hell
all right.
No.
Can we do a little check-in on Andrew Painter and his performance last night?
Hi, I'm glad you could join me today. Today we're going to do a wonderful little painting, and I think you're going to enjoy this one. So I tell you what, let's don't waste any time.
It'll be a really good matchup and a really good test for Andrew Painter coming off of Tommy John surgery pitch. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. 2-2, Sable swings and misses, got him with a curveball down the dirt. 1-2. Thompson takes a knee-buckling curveball at the knees. He's down looking, and it's three strikeouts already for Andrew Painter. 1-2 pitch, Nathan Hickey. Curveball called strike three, and Andrew Painter back-to-back. 1-2 coming. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Curveball again down the dirt. Rozier can't lay off. He's got five from the ball game.
Painter Watu last night. First start in AAA Lehigh Valley. Three innings, one hit. Five strikeouts, three walks, 60 pitches, hit 98 on the radar gun.
And damn.
The curveball is nasty because he's got that fastball that blows by, and then that curveball is pretty loopy.
Yeah, I saw that.
He got the strikeouts on those.
The drop-off on that, you know. So that was the curve.
That was the curve. So a couple things to that. I was watching some of the highlights and reading a little bit what he did last night. So I do think, and I'm not kidding on this, because you know I've joked around about Stubbs lately. I think it's a good thing he has Stubbs catching him.
Because he's been up at the big leagues and he's trying to give him little tips and whatnot.
I mean, he has a guy that's spent a lot of time in the majors, caught Zach Wheeler, caught Aaron Nola. So that I think that's really going to help him the next month or two, however long.
I like the music that Kyle's
me too.
Playing, that music that he's playing.
Like the Bob Ross too.
Yes.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
When he arrives to Philadelphia, he should come out of the bullpen to this song. With the Bob Ross, too.
Well, the only problem is that the song is called Walk.
Might not be great.
We don't need that for yet.
Well, now.
oh, I got it. Walk. You don't walk.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that. But that actually leads us to the one part of last night that was not. Because I think we look at him and we think he's just like, he's ready to roll. He did walk the bases loaded last night, Hugh, and It seems like this is a challenge for him because the hitters at single A, double A, he's past that.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel like he's got to learn to pitch a little bit at triple A because now he's facing guys that are either going to be in the big league soon or probably a lot of these guys have been in the big league.
98, though.
Oh, I know.
That's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think the next month or two is about just like kind of rough around the edges.
Fine-tuning stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you could tell his stuff. Like there's no doubt to me he could come up here tomorrow and get hitters out. Now it's about getting through the lineup, and it's about not walking people and all that kind of stuff. But a good debut for Andrew Painter last night in AAA, 98 on the gun, 3 innings, 60 pitches. And now it's just a matter of when he's ready and when they need him, like whenever those two things meet each other. I mean, they've said July-ish for a couple months now.
Mm-hmm.
I still think that makes sense, but... You know, who knows? If he dominates or if they have an injury, it could be sped up. We shall see. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls here. We do have a $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away today. Try day, something you'd think Hugh Douglas wouldn't try. Swimming in a tank with other fish, probably not going to be one he would try.
Definitely not doing
We've
that.
Had so many good answers today. Taking accountability, meal and hard liquor at the same time, marriage again, skydiving.
The marriage one is funny.
It is, yeah. Skinny dipping in the Schuylkill.
Very personal.
Yep.
Yeah, that hit home a little bit.
The one that really is ridiculous that you wouldn't try is just eating a hot dog like a normal person.
No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you got to break it up like a kid.
Yeah, break it up.
Yeah, well, you don't, but you do anyway. All right, your calls on all this. The Phillies, are you ready and are you prepared to apologize to Dave Dombrowski? Plus, we got to get to some audio from Brandon Graham, who is on Good Morning Football. He dropped a quick but interesting comment about the Eagles offense. We want to talk about that next. That's coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP.